The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. 13th chapter, text number 3. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on August 11th, 1973, in Paris, France.
O Skyan of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its owner is called knowledge. That is my opinion.
So, Arjuna inquired from Krishna six things. Khetra, Khetragna, Prakriti, Purush, Jnanam, Jnanam. What is knowledge? And what is the object of knowledge? Jnanam, Jnanam. And Khetra, field of activities. Khetragna, the worker on that field. Khetra, Khetragna, and Prakriti, nature, and the Purush, material nature. And Purusha means the enjoyer. The sixth question. Of course, Bhagavad Gita is each and every word and letter is full of knowledge. But these six inquiries, if actually can understand the six items, he becomes the perfect knower. That is said by Krishna. Jat taj jnanam matamam. Jnanam means knowledge. So, if anyone can understand the six items, then he is in full knowledge. Jat taj jnanam matamam. You have asked me, Arjuna, and Bhagavan Uvacha, and the Supreme Personality of God is speaking. Not only speaking, He says, just like a gentleman, whatever He says is perfect, but still He says, this is my opinion. This is my opinion. Now, my opinion, you can take or not take, that is up to you. But who can give better opinion than Krishna? That is another knowledge. Why Krishna, Arjuna, is asking Krishna? Because in the beginning he has said that nobody can make solution of my problem. You are the best. So, following the footsteps of Arjuna, if we accept Krishna's words, not blindly, but with good logic, good scientific research, if we actually try to understand what Krishna speaks, then all our problems are solved. Now, in the previous verse, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Vasudeva would have said, Krishna Uvacha. Krishna said, no, He has purposefully says, Bhagavan, Krishna you may not like, but He is the Supreme Personality of God. Bhagavan, with six opulences. One of the opulences, full knowledge. Aishajyasya samagrasya bijasya jasasya sriya. Jnana. Krishna is complete in knowledge. Sarvajna. Janmadasya jata annayat itaratascha arthesu abhijna. God means abhijna. He knows everything. You cannot hide anything from God. That is abhijna. Vasudeva. Vasudeva sarvami. Some Mahatma Sudullava. One who can understand Vasudeva. Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. Such great saintly person is very rare who can understand Krishna. Now, preliminary understanding. Krishna said in the previous verse that idam shariram kaunteya kshetramiti abhidiyate. Idam shariram, this body, is called kshetra, field of activities. Idam shariram kaunteya kshetramiti abhidiyate. Etajya vetti, anyone who understands, sa prahu kshetragya iti tad vidha. He is kshetragya, are the knower. Just like we are sitting in this room. It is very easy. Still the rascals, they cannot understand. We are sitting in this room. See, the room, the floor is called kshetra, field. It is also field, a small field. And every one of us, we know that we are sitting on this floor. Nobody will say, I am the floor. Will anybody say, any sane man will say that I am the floor? Nobody will say. It is common. So, if you try to understand from this simple example that I am one identity and this field, that is another identity. So, I know that I am sitting on this floor. Similarly, this body is one identity and I am another identity. So knowledge means when we can understand that it is my body, not I body, not this nonsense. Nobody says I body. Everyone says my body. This is knowledge. But these rascals of modern age, they are saying I body. I am this body. What you are, I am this body. What is your interest? Anything which is interested with my body. He is not I body, still he is interested with everything, with this bodily relation. There are thousands of girls, women, but a particular woman with whom I have got my body relation, that is my wife. That is mine. And combination, the child comes out, my child. In this way, my house, my property, my body, my relative, my friend, my brother, my nation, my. But the rascal does not understand that the beginning of my philosophy has begun from this body which I am not. This is knowledge. This is called Brahmajnana. If anyone understands the simple thing that I am not this body, but education is given, no, I am this body. This nationalism also the same mistake. But they are fighting so much, great, big men. In this country, Napoleon fought. In Germany, Hitler fought. So many others in our country, Gandhi fought. But he is in ignorance. All these big leaders, they are ignorance, andha, blind. They do not know that he is not this body. And neither this land belongs to him. But they fight. The whole history of the world means this mistaken idea, I and mine. Therefore Krishna says, jatas jnanam, khetra khetra gayam, jatas jnanam tat jnanam matam. Krishna is giving that one should know what he is, and one should know what is his body, then he is in knowledge. The matter cannot understand this. The dogs, cats cannot understand this. But a human being can understand this. Bhagavad Gita is meant for the human being, not for the cats and dogs. Therefore, the human society should take care of this knowledge. Then his life will be successful. So it is very simple thing that Kshetra, as I have given the example, that I am sitting on this floor. The floor is different identity from me. No sane man will say that I am this floor or I am this room. Nobody will say. This is my room, my floor. Similarly, this body, we say my finger, my head, my leg. Nobody says that I leg, I finger, I head. No. This is not it. Don't identify yourself with this body. This is knowledge. This is beginning of spiritual life. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand. The cat cannot understand that he is not body. The dog cannot understand that he is not body. It is the human being who can understand. See, if in the human life one does not try to understand this simple knowledge, then he remains like cats or dogs. He is no better than cats and dogs. This is one point, that I am not this body, I am not this material world, I am a spiritual identity, part and parcel of God, qualitatively we are one. As God is spirit, so I am also spirit. But his body is very big, gigantic, the universal body, which Krishna showed to Arjuna, the Virat Rupa. But my body is not gigantic. It is small. Maybe we call the elephant's body gigantic, or similar other animal's body. But still, God's body is still more gigantic. You cannot compare. 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, you know how gigantic body has Krishna. So, as I have got this body, but my spiritual identity is very small. If we study in this way, it is very easy to understand what is God, what I am, what is this world. Just like I am not this body. I am within the body. Dehinasmin yatha dehi. I am the proprietor of the body. But what is my magnitude? Rakkisagra satavagasya satadhakvalpitasya. You just take the top of the hair and divide it into 10,000 parts. That one part is your identity. So in this material ideas, we cannot understand that such a small particle, smaller than the atom, has got so power. Therefore, because it is so small, these so-called rascal scientists, they cannot find it where it is, therefore say, there is no soul. The rascals will not admit their inefficiency to know, and still they will say, no soul. And if there is no soul, then how it is working? They have no even common sense. Similarly, as I am very small, smaller than the atom, and I am living within this body, and my body is working, so nicely. My brain is working so nicely. Similarly, Krishna is also, according to our consciousness, Krishna is person, individual. But he has got a very gigantic body. This is the material world, material expression. That is expressed in the next verse. Khetragancha api manaviddhi. I am also Khetragga. As you are knower of your body, the bodily pains and pleasure you know. I do not know your bodily pains and pleasure. Neither you know my bodily pains and pleasure. But Krishna says that Khetragancha api manaviddhi. I am also Khetragga. Means I also know the field. So how he knows? Sarva-chetreshu bharata. Sarva-chetreshu. He is within everybody. He knows what the ant is doing. He knows what Brahma is doing. He knows what you are doing. He knows what I am doing. Vidaham samiti tan. Krishna says in another place, I know everything. Just like it is very easy to understand. Just like you know everything, not everything, at least 80%, you know what is going on in your body. You do not know everything. If I know everything, then why should I go to a physician when there is something wrong in my body? I do not know. I am eating, but I do not know how the eatables are being digested within the stomach and they are being divided into different secretions. The rejected part is becoming stool and urine, and the other parts, they are becoming blood, and the blood is distributed all over the body through the veins. How the veins are? What do we know? Although I am claiming my body, but I do not know everything what is going on in my body, in my brain. The brains are made of so fine tissues. What do we know? But Krishna is not like that. Krishna knows everything in detail. Annayat itaratascha arthesu abhigya. Throughout the whole universe, throughout the whole creation, in any corner, in any place, whatever is going on, Krishna knows. That is the difference between Krishna and myself. I do not know even what is going on within my body. And still I am claiming I am God. How rascal, just see, imagine. God's one opulence is that is full knowledge. Vaisajyasya samagrasya vijyasya jasasya sriya jnana. This rascal God, so-called God, you ask him, can you say what I am feeling now? Or what is my pains and pleasure? Can he say? And he still is claiming God. But Krishna says, Khetragga chapi mangaviddhi sarva khetri subharata. I am in everybody. I am also within this body, and Krishna is also within this body. Krishna, as you are within your body, similarly Krishna is also within your body. So myself, I am called Atma, and Krishna is called Paramatma. Therefore there are two words, Paramatma and Atma. Atma is also individual. Paramatma is also individual. But because both of us, we are knower, Khetragga, Viva, the living entity is Khetragga, he has got knowledge. And Krishna says, Khetragga chapi manaviddhi, I am also knower. Both of them, we are knower, we have got knowledge. My knowledge may be limited, Krishna's knowledge, unlimited, complete. But both of us, we are knower. We can understand, we can know. Therefore, we are called Kshetrajna. But the difference is, Krishna knows everything all over the creation. I even do not know what is going on in my body. That is the difference. So how one can become God? Rascal? How one can become God? That is not possible. God knows everything. If one knows everything, then you can accept Him as God. Otherwise, don't accept. As soon as somebody says, I am God, kick him on his face. Yes, you are God, I am God, I am the kicking God. That should be the answer. I am the shoe-beater God. Now you protect yourself if you are God. Don't accept this false God. Krishna, Krishna's the Bhagavan Sam. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam, that is the verdict. All, just like Vyasadeva, the giver of the Vedic knowledge, he says, Bhagavan Vacha, God says. So we have to follow that. So Kshetrajnam Chapi Mange Vidhi Sarva Khetri Subharasa. Turn together. And this perception, Khetra Khetra Gaya, Jnana. If we can understand what is Khetra and what is Khetrajna. Khetra means field of activities. There are field of activities in so many ways. Not only of this body, body, mind, intelligence. They are all Khetra. I am living entity, I am working with them. Similarly, I am working outside also. Not within, not outside. I am running my care. That is also Khetra. The world is Khetra. The car is Khetra. But the doer, the driver is Khetra. That knowledge is lacking. A child may think that the aeroplane, big aeroplane, 447 is running. No, it is not running automatically. There is a pilot, Khetrajna. He knows the machine, how to work on it. Everywhere you study, there is Khetra and Khetrajna. The Krishna says, Khetra Khetrajna Jnanam. One who knows how this Khetra and Khetrajna is working, not only in individual body, in gigantic body and everything, there are two things, Khetra and Khetrajna. If one knows this secret of knowledge, that means he is in perfect knowledge. Tad jnanam, that is jnanam. Not that a big professor says, when after the finishing of this body everything is finished. He is a rascal. He is identifying, everyone is identifying, just like cats and dogs, with this body. The body is Khetra. Body is not the person. A child in ignorance may say that this fine, nice motor car is running automatically, but it is not running automatically. There is a driver. He does not know it. Similarly, the whole universal activities is going on. Don't think it is going on automatically. No. That is foolish knowledge. The nature is working automatically. No. There is Khetrajna, Krishna. Sarva Khetreshu Bharat. Everywhere is Krishna is working. In another place it is said, Mayadhakshena, he is not working like foolish man. He is working as the superintendent. Every detail he is taking account. How you are doing? That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya adhakshena. Krishna says, you do this. Immediately nature will do that. Krishna says, you do this. immediately. Not only nature, we are also doing under Krishna's direction. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishta. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Here also the same thing. Sarva khetreshu. Not only I am sitting, but Krishna is also sitting. So Krishna is sanctioning. Krishna is giving permission. Then I am doing. I cannot alone do it. So Krishna is always ready to give you direction. He is there for direction. But unfortunately, we do not obey him. That is our material disease. If we obey Krishna, if we act according to Krishna, then there is no problem. Because Krishna cannot be mistaken. I am imperfect. I can be mistaken. But Krishna cannot be mistaken. Therefore, if we act according to the direction of Krishna, then our life is successful. And to give you direction, Krishna is sitting within your heart, side by side. As I am sitting, you are sitting within this heart. The soul is within the heart. Therefore, when the soul goes away, these rascals say heart failure. Not heart failure, the soul has gone from the heart. Heart is also a mechanical thing, but the sitting place of the soul is there. So heart failure means the soul has gone from the heart. Sarvasya chaham ridhi. Ridhi means heart. The location also being specified. Here is soul and super soul. Find out if you have got such scientific method. But they cannot find it out. Therefore, the rascal says there is no God, there is no soul, simply this lump of matter, that's all. So anyone who thinks like that, he is described as gokhara. Gokhara means, go means cows and khara means asses. Those who are identifying with this body as the self, jasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke. Kunape. This body is a bag of bones and flesh with urine and stool and blood and so many other things. But if you are scientist, advanced, then I can supply you immense bones, immense blood, immense urine, immense stool, manufacture one body. This is the position. So long you'll be under the control of the... You are under the control. You cannot be independent. You rascal, don't think that ever you shall be independent. Your position is to remain dependent. If you don't depend on Krishna, then you have to depend on the material nature. That's all. You cannot become independent. That is not possible. So these people, these rascals, they are trying to become independent. They are therefore thinking. One of our students has written theomania. Theomania. Therefore, one is, because he cannot become independent, the artificially thinks, now let me become God, then I will become it. But artificial thinking God will help you, no. If you artificially think that this bank, this big bank belongs to me, so you can think like that. But does the bank belong to you? So these Mayavadi philosophers are like, they meditate, I am God, I am God, I am moving the world, I am moving the universe. They say like that. But actually, does it do so? No. This is false thinking. Real thinking is that I am also individual soul. Krishna is also individual, but he is super soul, supreme. I am also person. He is also person, but he is the supreme person. What is the difference between me and him? I am also person. That's all right. But he is supreme person. That is explained in the Vedas. That ekaju bahunam vidadhati kama. For providing myself, my body and soul together, I have to work so much. But Krishna, he is providing millions and trillions of living entities without any endeavor. He is in Africa, there are millions of elephants. Krishna is supplying food. Yes. There are gorillas. Krishna is supplying food. Why you are anxious for a morsel of bread? Will not supply Krishna? He is perfect. He can supply a huge quantity of food to the elephant and a particular type of food to the gorillas. You know, we have read in a book that in Africa where the gorillas live, there are trees. The fruits of that tree are harder than the bullet. It is so hard. And the gorillas take those fruits and chew like peanuts. Yes, Krishna has given them. Krishna's living entity, he is also a living entity. He has got this body like a gorilla. So Krishna, ego jo bhunam vidhati kama. He supplies food for everyone. Not only food, all the necessities. Every life, the necessity, what is our necessities? We require food, we require shelter, we require sex, we require defense. Krishna provides. Krishna provides. Even birds and beasts live. In every birds and beasts, there are so many children, both male and female. With the birth, they are supplied, because there is no marriage, there is no seeking out, wake. But they, with the birth of a bird and beast, there is another, male and female. So far food is concerned, everyone is getting. Shelter is concerned, everyone is getting. So food, shelter, sex and defense. The defense, the birds and beasts, they have got their defense in me. Even a small bird, even a small ant, he has got his defensive measures. Six legs. And the birds, they have got their nails. And the tiger has got jaws, or the cats and all. Everyone has got defense. You may have atom bomb, but it is defense. It is not intelligent. Four things are already supplied. You require to keep your body fit. That is supplied by God, by Krishna. He has given everyone. Then why you are bothering? You are human being, you have got so much nice brain, civilized. Why you are so much busy for these four things? If God has supplied these four things to the animals, beasts, birds, is He very miserly that He will not supply to the human being? No. There is food. You have got your particular type of teeth for eating fruits, flowers, grains. You haven't got canine teeth. Why you should eat meat? This is not your food. So in this way, we have to acquire knowledge, not like blind men. And unfortunately, we prefer to become a servant of a blind leader instead of Krishna. This is our disease. We shall serve. I ask this question to Professor Kotarski, that your communist philosophy and our Krishna consciousness, where is the difference? You have selected your leader and you have sold yourself to the orders of Lenin. And we have also bowed down to Krishna and you have sold ourselves to Krishna. So on principle, where is the difference? There is no difference. You have to select one leader. We have also selected one. Now, if the leader is perfect, then my life is perfect. If the leader is wrong, then your life is wrong. See, he could not answer this. The principle is there. You have to select one leader and you have to act by his order. That is our nature. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. Every living entity is eternal servant of Krishna. When he forgets Krishna, he becomes servant of Maya. That is our position. We have to serve. Therefore, Self-realization means to understand oneself that I am dependent on Krishna, I am eternal servant of Krishna, let me engage myself to the service of the Lord. That is perfection of the life. Thank you very much.